Thank you, Mr. President. Zakithi Sibanze from the Rural Women's Assembly, a movement of rural women, peasants, smallholder farmers in 10 countries in Southern Africa. I am speaking on behalf of SITIM and PBI, and also in the name of the comrades who couldn't be here today, who had purchased flight ticket for the 10th session, which was scheduled to be held in October 2024. But was unilaterally rescheduled without prior warning or consideration of the CSO's participants. Our partner in Indonesia, the Indonesian Peasants Union, denounced how Nagari Kapa peasants are facing forced evictions and destruction by the corporation PHP. Equally, member organization of the Global Campaign in Nigeria denounced that in October 2024, Wilmar International, a major player in a palm oil production, intensified land grabbing efforts, especially in Cross River State. Ekong Anaku communities are left starving while Wilmar is destroying the forest and stealing their land. The changes in Articles 6 to 9 in the update revised by revised draft erased 3 years of the negotiation and changed the very nature of these key articles. These four articles address the critical legal gaps communities face in their struggles for justice as a result of corporate violations. State should make efforts to recover the structure and language of the third revised draft, and as Egypt and Palestine did in 7.2 and 7.3, and also Ghana, Brazil, Morocco in some parts. We also reinforced the importance of establishing specific obligations for the TNCs as the following concrete language proposals. TNCs and OBEs with transnational characters have the obligation to act for the full reparation of the violations of human and environmental rights, aiming to restore the situation as closest as possible to the one previous to the violations. TNCs and OPCs with transnational character have the obligation to remove obstacles to the production of evidence by those affected and to the and to contribute to investigations. Among the many losses, we underscore that Article 7 lacks concrete measures that could allow individuals and communities to access justice. Simplification of the language cannot come at the cost of human life and dignity. Thank you.